It has been helpful to pay attention to the gap between the out-breath and the subsequent in-breath. There feels to be a waiting or assumption that there is a next breath. The question arises, what is paid attention to after the last breath? What we start to tap into is this quality of knowing. The knowing itself is the ground that we establish our. And that's why we pay attention to the in-breath, why we pay attention to the out-breath, why we pay attention to the gaps in between. And so you're starting to get familiar with that fundamental knowing or awareness that isn't contrived, isn't forced. It is sort of the ground of a being, the ground of the heart itself, or the original mind. I mean, language is used to try to describe it, after the last breath, then there's still the knowing. That's what one pays attention to, resting in the knowing, and that quality of confidence and clarity, even as the last breath is there. It's also why one of the reasons why samatha practice or tranquility practice is very, very helpful, because the breath really starts to slow down. The body becomes very calm and peaceful, and the breath starts to become very calm and peaceful. And the actual breath slows down. So that sometimes, you might, because I don't know, what's a normal breath rate? 20? 18 to 20 a minute. It's quite ordinary, without even attaining any particularly refined states of consciousness. There might be three or four breaths a minute. As the mind starts to get more settled, the body more relaxed, sometimes there's even less. This breath comes in, and there's this long gap where you can just, because if you go, oh, I got to get this breath going, you stir up the mind. But if there's one's just resting in that stillness and tranquil clarity, then whether there's a breath or not a breath, then that one's resting in that awareness or in that knowing. And then also just one of the distinguishing characteristics of the fourth jhana is that the breath actually stops. And it isn't you get the fourth jhana and die. Everything becomes so peaceful that the kind of the physical in and out breath, it's just not so necessary. It's like as Ajahn Chah said, you breathe through your pores. You don't breathe through your lungs. Your body is subtle, it's so subtle that it's not so apparent, so that then one can rest in the knowing itself, and that of course is you're preparing for that last breath is what you're doing, so that you're not shocked or dismayed or confused. His Holiness the Dalai Lama was asked one time, what is the point of your practice, or what's the focus of your practice? And His Holiness sort of answered, "I'm preparing to die." And that quality of being able to face that last breath without any kind of there it is. There's the last breath. not being shaken by anything.